This episode contains material which some listeners might find distressing. If you require help in Australia, ring Lifeline on 131112 or Beyond Blue on 1300 224636.
Welcome to another episode of Disability Sunflower Stories. Today we have with us Hossein. Hossein, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Hi, thank you for having me. My name is Hossein. I'm 52 years old, Persian or Iranian background. I'm near 10 years or 9 years in Australia now.
How did you come to know about kin disability advocacy and our services?
Actually, the story is a long story because I must back to maybe 3 years ago when I was member of the assets board, and I met the nice lady, Dr. B, and in there, and after a few sessions, I had an interview with her, and we had a meeting inside the bar. And she said, Hossein, you know, I'm the member of KIN organization. I think you can, you involved with this, that community, because I can see in future you can give to them something good. And you came to my house and you pushed me, you should come.
In a nice way.
Yeah. And but unfortunately in that period of time, I had many surgery in my knee and kidney. I couldn't 100% involved. And now I'm here.
Well, we're very happy that you're part of our podcast stories.
Yeah.
And we're very grateful to Dr. B as well for connecting you with us. She's great. And she's on our board as well. So what circumstances made you migrate and come to Australia?
I want to tell you it wasn't economic. I had a knowledge. I grew up in community of capital Tehran, but politics. And if you understand in dictatorship country, you understand more than dictator people. They want to push you down. They think, oh, you are not right person. You are like a black sheep in the many white sheep. And they want to take you out. But for me, it was no choosing for me anything to leave. Just leave, leave. Without bag, without clothes, just myself, and long journey and hard.
Yeah, so interesting. So you said now you're happy, you're here in Australia, and you said you didn't choose where you wanted to flee because nobody teaches you to be a refugee. So how did you end up in Australia, and what did you find difficult when you arrived here?
Everything was difficult, okay, for me because I was in family business. I was with government business to go to Saudi Arabia, to go another country, blah, blah, blah. You know, I did many things, but never I didn't think one day I must leave my country. I didn't think at all. And I didn't go to after my high school finished and I went to 1 year university. After that one, just I was involved to business and do fund the money for life, same as normal people and politics. But, you know, I came here without English. The people speak together, I was watching. But my body, my brain, and wasn't normal and was too much stress for me. And this is now I study about that one. They said culture shock. Okay? But culture shock, must be finished after 3 months, 6 months. Mm. Everything is changed. You know, for me, it was like this. The token, my brain, and turn it another side and put back. You know, we go driving right side. Here, you should drive left side. You must speak English. You culture. Law is different and many things. And it is hard. It's not easy. And some person had a torture without family and come with and has a lot of knowledge. And when I came here, I saw my knowledge is nothing. It's, you know, the value of my knowledge comes down. Why? Because they speak English, they doesn't look at me. When I want to try, brother, you look in my face, you look in my disability, okay. But I had a life behind before I come here. I had my experience, you know. But barrier of language, how I can tell to them. You know, the people, actually, I'm so happy of Australia people. Many of them, actually, they have a good knowledge to understand me, learn English. After 3 years, I think, or 2 years, I stopped my interpreter. I spoke with my counselor. I said, okay, they helped me a lot, assets, because I'm sure now many people cannot understand my English. Can you feeling that time, how cancer connect to me and give me positive way and push me? I understand you. Yeah. And, you know, my pronunciation, she checks, she changes and teach me the right one. And yeah, that was, I went to gym. That kind of
question. Some of the people listening to our podcast don't know what assets is, and you've mentioned them a few times. So they provide services to refugees. So would you like torture and trauma services? So would you like to just share a bit about how they helped you, what they did, what they do?
Oh, assets is for refugee, any refugee, and doesn't matter which country. They are coming here, and if they have any problem with trauma or torture, they can go to see free for counselor and doctor or any supporting. Maybe the organization can help to them. And, you know, the amazing organization in Australia. In WA. We have in Sydney, in Melbourne, Adelaide, I think so. Yeah, I know those. We have office.
That's great. And they do provide, all those services. Service. And so since arriving and being introduced to assets, are there any other services that you have found useful that you think maybe if there's somebody with a disability listening, are there any services that you would also recommend? Because not everybody listening will be maybe a refugee. So any other service that you think that would be useful that you have found useful?
Yeah, KIN, your organization, actually. No, KIN is the, you know, the name of KIN Advocacy is sure I'm not alone in this.
Absolutely, yeah.
One disability, if mom, dad, friends, give cold shoulder, don't worry, KIN is here. You know, this is the good organization.
And any others that you can think of? Anybody else that has helped you along the way?
Oh, you know, I'm a little bit crazy, honest and crazy. I don't want to do something wrong, but everything can help to any community does help to some people. Yes, some people know.
Mm, that's
we true. Need a community. Community is same as the
community services.
Yeah. We need it. When you have community services, your structure of the country get powerful. Very, mm. You know what is the name. You know,
mm.
In America, I think we have a lot of community service.
Mm.
And, you know, because the system there that doesn't care about some of the people, but the community, the people made it, they help support each other. Mm. Very good. We need it in Australia.
Mm.
When we have community, doesn't matter, does help or no, mm. better than nothing.
Mm. So as community members, we should all be helping each other. That's
each
a good
idea. Yeah. We need more.
We need more help. And so in addition to having to learn English, were there any other skills that you needed to learn in order to, because you said, you know, now you're happy, but when 3 years ago or 10 years ago, maybe not so much. So what were some of the things you used as coping mechanisms or things that helped you to, in 2022, be happy?
I'm getting better from number 0 to number 5, mm-hmm. 6, mm-hmm. I came here. But until number 10, I have a lot of
work to do,
okay?
Yep.
Knowledge, mm-hmm. a skill.
Learning.
Mm-hmm. English helped me. But I must be honest, we have a lot of negative in the system, in the how, in the community, in your way, but you should not give up.
So you've mentioned community and we need more community. You've mentioned, you know, your Persian background and, you know, we've mentioned that things aren't necessarily 100%, you know, in the system and even in the community. How does the Persian community or the Iranian community, what is their view on disability? And have you, I know you don't have a visible disability, but have you found that it's been hard to get help from them or to be part of their community? How do they deal with other people that also have disabilities?
In my view, language barrier, another side is culture barrier.
Mm.
Iranian people, the culture barrier is very big problem. Don't want to share any private story. They don't want to share their disability,
mm-hmm.
or family disability or family problem.
Mm.
They want to do private, everything, keep it. Mm-hmm. It is hard in this country. You need a fund like a keen community,
mm.
assets community,
mm.
and involve yourself inside them and share.
Mm.
The people here, they are waiting to supporting.
Mm, to give help.
To give help, mm. but they don't know Hussein has a problem or no. I should go to there,
mm-hmm.
and ask them. If I'm sure that every community can support. If one person, they didn't say, they said, no, we cannot support you,
mm.
back to keen community,
mm.
keen organization, and spoke with some supporting people here.
Do you think they want to keep everything private because there is a little bit of shame and stigma attached, yeah. to a disability in it the is. Persian community?
It is.
Do you, besides, you know, us sharing our stories and sharing information, do you think there is anything else we could do to help people know that there shouldn't be any shame in a disability?
Oh, they need a time. Then first, they need a time. Second, they need more information,
mm-hmm.
and knowledge. If some person has a problem, we can decide. If he's sick, we can take him to hospital, to doctor, and give to him medicine.
Mm.
Or that guy had a problem, we can give him or her knowledge, mm. about that problem.
Mm.
We can solve it with those easy, the, mm. very fundamental more information, more knowledge, mm-hmm. more ceremony. Mm-hmm. You know, when we made it, and, you know, now it's Christmas time.
Mm-hmm.
Many refugees from Syria, Yemen, Iran, or Afghanistan, or those coming to Australia.
Mm-hmm.
The people in here, they are in Christmas time, 4 days, 5 days, is shut down everything.
Mm-hmm.
They must sit at the home.
Mm.
What they want to do, how many movie they can see, how many drink, beer or coke, or mm-hmm. how many they can eat the food, how much.
Mm.
They get bored. They have not family.
Mm.
But in Eid or Nowruz or New Year's in Iran,
mm-hmm.
I have my auntie coming to see my mom, my neighbor coming. The neighbor goes to another house. They come and they speak. You wake up 5 o'clock at the morning, 7 morning. The guests come and go. Bang, is it 12 at the night?
Mm.
Time is finished.
Mm.
You are not bored. Mm. But here, and plus poor person who has a disability and loneliness, two things.
That's right.
And less money, financial problem.
Mm.
And now shopping center.
Mm.
I want to, you go in shopping center, just you can see who can buy, who have a trolley to push up. No, it is reality. This is reality in community.
Yeah.
We should think.
Mm.
Brother, we are from the Australia. We every year we are together. How about the other people?
Mm.
Is it Hussein, are you alone or no? What you want to do?
So be mindful of our neighbors, you know, whether it's Christmas or Eid.
You know, we cannot say neighbor. Cannot. This is no morality. Law didn't say to neighbor, you should go to look after Hussein. No. Morality.
Mm.
If morality and, comes up and community. We need a community.
Mm.
We need a king. For example, the big problem of their organization I told them, you want to shut down now and 20 days ahead, you want to open your organization. They said, yes. I said, how about the people connecting with you in 1 year? How many clients you have and what they want to do in 20 days. If they are very upset, they can go hospital. They said to nurse, what nurse can do for him? Nothing. I said, why you are here? You know, I have knee problem. I had a kidney problem. I wait to hospital 2 hours, 3 hours. I wait. After they said, we cannot help you. Can you believe some PTSD person go to hospital and say, oh, I'm sad today. What can I do? This is Christmas time, everywhere closed. What can we do?
Mm.
Nothing.
Mm.
Said, oh, I don't know. You can go to, nope. I don't know what.
But the answer is,
The answer
and that's why you're saying community, as a community, not just community services, but as the people who the listeners, you, me, the people making up community, we should be more mindful of those with a disability, of those from migrant backgrounds, because it's a double, like you said before, loneliness and the disability that maybe doesn't allow them to move around as easy. It makes it even harder. So it's especially now, coming close to Christmas time, it's a good reminder. I think that's been amazing, everything you've shared. Is there any final message or words of wisdom that you would like to share with the people listening to the podcast today?
Don't give up. Don't listen to other people. If you're doing right, you have medicine. Mom said you should take your medicine on time. You should say, yes, Mom. Mm-hmm. Okay. But for exercise, if your friend said, oh, take it easy. We don't need to go to exercise. Say, no, this is my goal. I want to go. I don't want to give up.
Don't give up. I like it. That's a good way to end the episode. Thank you, Hussein, for sharing. And we hope that, you continue getting better every day.
Thank you.
If this episode has raised concerns for you, please ring Lifeline on 13 11 14 or Beyond Blue on 1300 22 46 36. Please take care of yourselves. This has been a JM Podcasting Services production. Link in the show notes.